from insecticides to biological control of pests in sugarcane. An experience of half a century in Venezuela. By Francisco Ferrer y Jorge Salas. Abstract. The biological control in sugarcane in Venezuela has been established as a unique measure, having optimal results of the use of parasitoids and entomopathogens for the control of borers of the genus Diatria, and later of the Candelilla inulamea spp., both key pests of the crop. For borers, it was achieved after systematic releases of the Amazonian Phylloxera minense from the middle of the last century, and then with the establishment of the braconid wasp Cotisia flavips from 1987. For the biological control of inulamea varia, pest that involved the frequent application of insecticides, after the introduction of the use of the entomopathogenic fungus Metarhizium anisoplii since 1977, has been established as an efficient measure for the control of its adults. However, the nymphs were less controlled. This aspect was resolved through the introduction of the entomopathogenic nematode Heteror abditis bacteria 4 in 2004, which has been widely used as a biological measure to avoid the application of insecticides. As an example, we have the Azucarerario turbio. Although in the last harvests it has had a reduction in its areas due to different factors. During the last 58 years, Diatria infestation shows a reduction of 15 to 3.18%, which saves 175.52.62 metric tons with a value of US$49.196.045 and a cost of biological control of US$187.189, which translates into a benefit cost of US$31.44. Before the establishment of biological control, inulamea was controlled exclusively with chemical insecticides applied to foliage for adults and soil for nymphs. Simultaneously since then, the entomopathogenic fungus M. anisoplii produced by national companies has been used, and this entomopathogen was used on 87,000 hectares between 1986 and 1990. Also since 2004, the methodology of using entomopathogenic nematodes to control inulamea nymphs began.